up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the CP Podcast. I'm your host, CP. That's why we starting at exactly CP time. I don't want to hear it. Don't say shit to me about it. I had to stop at Taco Bell. Long story. Anyway, to my right, the host with the most. That's right. She's carrying a baby that doesn't have rabies, and I don't know how to rhyme anything. Maya. And then, dressed in all black like the Omen. Lil' Kim wrote that verse about him before he was even born. Amir. Now, we got special guests in the building. Tony, not a special guest at this point. You're more of like an advisor. It's like when, man, remember on Maury, and sometimes when like, or Oprah with Dr. Phil would come on there and be like, well, the problem with you fat bitches is that you don't understand boundaries as it pertains to snacks. Now, I'm going to tell you, Oprah, you know what I'm saying? Anyway,
I'm very happy to be your Dr.
Yeah,
Phil.
Tony, and then Hippie Goes. Fresh out the comments, like The Ring. You ever seen that movie, The Ring? When it come out the screen, she's coming out of the comments and she's here now.
I'm still in the comments right now.
Okay, there you go. Growing some of the best vegetables around. We all want to collectively tell you thank you for your Swiss chard.
Absolutely.
And all the other stuff that, you know, the turnips and all the cool stuff that you brought. Oranges, good oranges. We got some great oranges. Yeah, Hippie Goes here. Anyway. I'm going to just jump right into it, okay? Like it's a submarine.
Submarine.
Okay? We just lost 5 billionaires.
Well, like 3.5.
3.5 billionaires?
Something like that.
Okay, yeah.
There's a guy, and then there's a boy. It wasn't billionaire.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, but it, like, I'm going to tell you what happened. It was his son, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they all died, for a quick second, he inherited everything, and then he smashed too. You know what I'm saying? So it was really all billionaires when you think about it. Like, oh, it's mine. Bah! It's like, it's not mine. You know what I'm saying? It belongs to, you know, hopefully he got somebody pregnant before he died. But here go the thing. They're talking about that the Navy knew that the submersible, because I didn't even want to call it a submarine. I got friends out of Miami who make submarines, and they said, bruh, that was a propane tank with a window. So we're not even going to call it a submarine, Titan. But the Navy said that they knew that the submersible blew up when they heard the sound. A lot of people say that the Navy has technology that they can't tell us that they have. So them being able to tell us that they heard that would have been like, wait a minute. How do you know where Santa Claus is at? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, you know, they had to kind of let it ride. People were all like, pray for the sun. And it was, you know, it was already smashed up. Now, here's my thing. Would the debris really float up from all the way down that deep? The Titanic is down there, and it's not floating up.
Didn't they find the debris at the bottom? I thought they found the debris by the Titanic.
I thought they found the debris at the top or something like
that. No, they were down there with that other submersible.
Oh, they had another submarine?
Yeah.
Of course.
Unmanned.
It was unmanned.
Like a robot submarine.
Yeah, but they did say they found near the Titanic, they found some debris and they were looking into it when they had it and told us exactly what happened to see if it was from.
And I think they found the cap, the front cap. Because that wouldn't
a
have,
bitch.
I don't know.
The front cap survived. The front cap was like, man, hey, woo, can I tell you?
Because they said when it collapsed so fast, nobody would have noticed, first of all. And when it collapsed, it was as hot as the sun for like a microsecond.
Doesn't that just sound good? Like, who the fuck knows if it was hot as the sun in there and if they didn't feel it? Like, can you imagine? What if it was just crunching down the line? You number 5. You're like, ah! And it's like, crunch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, we don't know. I think that the dude who had that controller, he knew. He was like, yeah, I know, right? Right, deal me in for the space. Oh, shit.
It's just a 2-hour trip down.
That's it?
I think 2 or 3.
Yeah, it was only 2 hours down.
Oh, wow.
Because
only 2 hours down. Well, you go 2 hours forward or backwards. Like, you, on a plane, you driving.
Yeah.
2 hours down?
Yeah.
It takes 2 hours. To get to the East Coast, though. I'm like, that's not bad.
That's
but
true.
But how long would it take to get up?
Well, that's true,
Same time.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
I think.
I thought it would take longer.
Because I think it was supposed to be an 8-hour trip.
I think it was supposed to be like a 5-hour trip total.
I thought it was 8. Oh, so uninformed.
Oh,
if I ever go into submarine,
I think it was 8. I thought it was 2 down, 4 there, 2 up.
Oh, so they had 8 hours of air.
Yeah. Well, no, they had a lot more air.
Okay.
But they got stuck down there, and I think by the time they knew they were by the time they announced they were missing, they were like,
Well, why were they acting like it was so hard for people to get down there to see what happened? Obviously, no one was trying to volunteer because they were sending unmanned missions down there to check. But it was sounding like it was going to take hours upon hours upon hours just to get to that depth because of the pressure and the time they had to take.
Y'all better put a GoPro on a brick.
It only took 2 hours.
Y'all better tie a GoPro to a brick to find CP. Blue, 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 blue. I'm gonna see the GoPro like, yep, those are my people. They send the GoPro.
Well, I think it was getting it was actually really fortunate they were able to get anything there because they're such specialized things. Mm-hmm. They're like just having something was in the area. Right. You know what I mean? Like they weren't able if the thing was in Australia.
They didn't have backup ones to send. Right. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I get it. Like they was like, damn, I will go down there, but they in our submarine. It's like we can't see. So Rick Ross brought up a good point. Was why wasn't it tethered?
Tethered?
Yeah.
It was miles down. How would it be tethered?
I mean, a miles of tether.
Well, why? I think they do that. They do that. Like I think the one they sent after them is tethered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because
so
you
like
know,
your fishing line, like you know, it starts. I gotta bite you or pull it up.
Mm, or that bitch get extra light to start floating up. Right. They blew up. Whoever was next. You imagine you're on a roller coaster and you standing in line. And then the car just never come back. You're like, oh, shit, I think it's been about 20 minutes. The ride is 15 seconds. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, it just seems to be really hard to control anything at that depth to recover it. They were like, they have to send a drone down. They can't send another person down there.
Yeah.
Which is why we need to start really, we need a whale team.
Whales are attacking ships now. The whales have declared war on us. They're over us.
What? Wait. Killer whales like orcas or...
Yeah, orcas have decided that they're done with humans. They've organized and they're attacking ships now.
When?
I heard about that.
They were like 4 or 5 hours away up by San Diego like 2 weeks ago. And it was like hundreds of them that showed up. And it's like, why are they here? It's not even cold and there's no hoes here. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, it's like, you know, you don't see a lot of dolphins. You know what I'm saying? Now.
Yeah, I saw things about that.
For people who don't know, killer whales are the biggest and most aggressive dolphin. Mm. No, for real. Did you know that?
I mean, I never thought about it like that, but now I guess when they're decided that they're going to attack humans, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, right, but they're also like the biggest dolphin. So I was watching this thing on Netflix where it was like breaking down each animal species, and they had a dolphin episode, and it was all, they got like dolphins that spin out of the water, they look like swordfish almost, like how small they are. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I said there's some cool dolphins
dope-ass dolphins, but then these guys are dolphins too. They're not whales. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do look like dolphins.
They're in the dolphin family, but they also, although I think like they're in the dolphin family, but they also categorize them in with toothed whales as well. Although they are dolphins.
I was about to say dolphins, but they'll scientifically say, they're dolphins.
Yes, but they've put them into a category of whales that have teeth too, because people still call them whales.
Got
too.
You. And then they also do tricks, and I think not a lot of shit does tricks except dolphins.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like whales like come up sloppily and then like fall. Like that wouldn't be sweet at SeaWorld. Everybody get wet. They gotta refill the tank. Right. But these and dolphins, they come up, they do flips, they wave, they do like they're like mad social. Like if you know what I'm saying, like they pop up like, why don't watch me whip? You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd be like, damn. Okay.
So here's my question, because as far as I know, and maybe it's not every species of dolphins, but dolphins have 3 brains.
So
I'm wondering if orcas do too, or if it's like every species, like octopuses have how many hearts?
8 brains.
Lots of brains, but they have more than one heart too, I think.
Yeah. Did you see that octopus blow itself up the other day? An octopus stretched and the tentacles like opened up and it looked like a damn hot air balloon.
Wait, it committed suicide? It's just
no. It expanded itself.
It can cover a lot of things. You know, sometimes it'll for camouflage or to eat.
Yeah.
Well, to eat, it will do that and then jump on top of a rock if there's a fish in there and then just hold it still. Yeah. And you can see the fish trying to get out.
They look like little rapists, low key.
I think this is
a tent.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah. No, this is it.
Is that a Dumbo octopus? No. It kind of looks like one with the ears.
It does look like an elephant with the ears.
So there's an octopus called a Dumbo octopus, but I didn't think they were that big.
Yeah. Wow. Crazy. He probably just woke up. That's that good stress. Like, what time is it? Look at that. He looked like a fat woman's ass. Like, you ever see them church ladies in the big ass dresses? Come here and give me a hug. You're like, damn, his ass everywhere.
But why are the orcas attacking now? And they never did before?
They've
attacked before for sure.
Yeah, but they're more organized now.
Yeah, it's like all of them have decided. And I'm gonna ask you a question. Have they decided, or was there a conversation with them? Because remember, people act like as humans, we have the biggest understanding of everything when the ocean is one of the things that we have no idea about.
So maybe it's not three brains, but it's three big fat lobes.
Okay. So it looks turn that like to the three thing. Brains. So that big ass booty brain they got. They got a booty brain. All right. So, I mean, yeah. So what's up with these orcas?
They've just started attacking ships, and now they seem to be organizing to do it more and more.
And they have been off of Cali strong.
So this is a Strait of Gibraltar, they say, and the theories.
Is this related to the submarine in any way?
Well, the submarine's up off the coast, like New England and Canada. So it's not close. I don't think it would be related. Although, if the submarine were rammed by an orca, it would probably
break the hull of the submarine.
Yeah, but I don't know if we can say that.
We're breaking news. Right?
By movie rules, you can.
By who?
Movie rules.
Well, of course. Well, you know, now the first day the submarine went missing, Maya, I sent you that video of Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. Oh, my God. Yes. I'm gonna...
My bad. Cthulhu.
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 Cthulhu. God damn it. What is it?
It's many things. Yeah. That's the only reason I'm on the show.
Cthulhu.
Because I know a lot about Cthulhu.
I love the Lovecraft monsters and all of that. When you think about how big the ocean is and you think about like what could be down there, things like this video that we're about to show you, if we can get it up.
Oh, I know the thing you're talking about because the word is a pretty short word. It has a lot of H's and L's and U's in it. Yes, that thing.
Yeah, it's like Hulu with some big monster.
Yeah, it's like the Kraken, but not.
It's similar to the Kraken.
Yes.
I think it's
like the Kraken with a body of a man with wings. It's like an angel Kraken head, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of like what it's like.
We'll put this video up. Let's see. Here we go.
Yeah. Ooh. 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 Cthulhu. 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 Look at this.
Yeah, this is cool. Obviously fake, but it's very cool.
I don't know if it's fake,
man. Nobody's ever made a good Cthulhu movie. No disrespect to people who have made a bad Cthulhu movie.
So in Pirates of the Caribbean...
Somebody right now. Like, I thought my film was pretty good. It's like, okay. Fake, possibly, because you can't believe anything. But then it's like, here's my thing, right? Follow me when I say this. Because I feel like we fake stuff off too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is that we don't ask the question of the origin, right? Like, some stuff is just not movie quality. You ever see a kid with the Batman, cheap Batman costume on? Remember back in the day when we had, like, it was like a rubber band around it, a cheap thing that went over your face, a mouth that you could barely fit your tongue out of, and you could barely see, and that wasn't Batman, right? The real Batman that we knew was in the movies with all the movie stuff or whatever. Not the real, but you follow me that this was a... was a under, like an under depiction of that, what it was trying to be. The thing is that these things, as they get described in old, you know, like texts or, you know, like, you know, people talking about the Kraken, and it's like, it's based on something, and we just act like it can't be based on anything because people have this kind of imagination. Yet, you get Organism 46B, stuff like that that people talk about, where it has Cthulhu characteristics, right? But then it's always something surrounding a squid, like cephalopod style creature, right? Whether it be an alien movie, right? Whether it be you know, just these old folklores, it's always this. And then we have stuff in the ocean, like we're finding bigger and bigger octopi with, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just like the octopus that we just saw that blew itself up. My question is, you know, number one, if something like that was real, obviously it would just have to die. Nothing's killing that. Like, we don't have no Power Rangers. Ain't no Zords. Like, nothing's, it would just have to just die.
Godzilla ain't about to come.
Yeah, if there's, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tommy not calling the dragon out of the thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if these things ever existed, what's to say that, because this earth is huge. And I think sometimes we forget how big this place really is.
Well, if this thing ever existed, it might just die of the pollution. So we got that in our favor.
Hmm. What do you mean die of the pollution?
We pollute the ocean so much. We just throw plastic in there.
Well, yeah, but the same plastic that Trace can kill us. Like, if there are sharks in the ocean right now that aren't polluted enough to die, then I would imagine this thing, especially being as deep as it could possibly go, I think that there's a level, if light can't get to that level, I don't think that there is a chance that bacteria and certain things could exist at deeper levels of the ocean. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't think that anglerfish are worried about Pepsi can holders. You know what I'm saying?
They're starting to get filled up with microplastics, but that's fine. We're talking about Cthulhu.
I feel like...
Hold on. The anglerfish are getting wrapped up in plastics now?
They found plastic at the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
There's plastic everywhere. We're slowly killing the ocean. But that's not to do with this. The Cthulhu is an H.P. Lovecraft
invention. It's H.P. Lovecraft monster, correct.
Which is, you know, the fact that the tentacle stuff and all the like cosmic horror has tentacles in it is really just testament to H.P. Lovecraft being like a incredible writer. Huge racist.
So yeah, he created this monster.
Noted racist at that time. You must have been very racist.
So turn of the century, Providence, and that's in the north. So it's like,
so why wouldn't
you
make
so
all his monsters white then?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? Why would you not make the mighty shit white? It's just that, here's the thing. I just don't believe in the imagination level, like dragons, right? You talk about these fourth and fifth dimensional creatures that we probably can't see, quote unquote, that people have seen. For example, we talk about how people take these trips, these DMT trips, and then now they're starting to study the similarities in the trips because basically, they're putting people on like higher doses to keep them under longer so that they can document what they're seeing and map out the dimension.
Mm. Yeah.
So they're making the trips longer.
They see similar things, yes.
Right. And but what they're doing is they're making you trip off a drip. I know this is funny, but you they're like IVing you the drip so that your trip is prolonged and it's in a controlled environment, but it's allowing you to, they're like, it's basically like going to the upside down. Mm. And they're like, what do you see? And, you know, what is, you know, like, there are beasts here and there are things here. And it's like, you know, drugs and different shit can take you to this level of understanding what interdimensional scary shit could be.
Yeah, when you read Lovecraft, it feels like he's done a lot of DMT. Because he does, like, Dreams in the Witch House is about essentially breaking through with math. Breaking through to different dimensions, and the way he describes these other dimensions could be considered like super psychedelic.
Well, this is like, yeah, this is early on when they were first discovering these things, and again, a lot of new scientific advancements. So they're like, anything could be possible.
Right.
100 years later, it's like, that's not really, it's still really boring as hell.
But you were going, Maya was going to these conventions. It was the, what was the name?
MAPS?
It was MAPS, not that, it was a different MAPS. It was Medical Application of Psychedelic Science, right?
That's MAPS.
Yeah, MAPS. There are a couple maps, right?
MAPS medical application. That's the only MAPS you have to worry about.
Right. The other one, different.
Don't worry about that
one. Yes, I was like.
Yeah. No, don't worry about that. I don't go to any of those conventions.
Yeah. But those psychedelic MAPS. And you asked the question. You asked the question with the speaker, like, has anybody tried to map the space of of a DMT trip?
So these are
similarities, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is an organization where scientists get together and they try to, they basically try to talk about psychedelics. And this was going on, this was at least 10 years ago. So they were early-ish stage of talking about what goes on there, the mushrooms, LSD, so forth for treating things. And I asked the guy a question. I said, well, can we map it? Is it possible to map it? And he basically kind of blew me off. And he was like, we should not map it. Because when humans start to map stuff, they start to take it over and they start to get confused.
That sounds like some bullshit. He's wanting to move on to the next question.
He's probably mapping it in his backyard. He's in the shed in the backyard.
We need to map his house. See what the fuck he got going on. Map his hard drives.
But yeah, my DMT trips, I've had some very vivid, like, machine elves imagery stuff that, like, I've seen literally after the fact drawings of.
Yeah.
You know?
You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, like, so some of my friends who've done DMT or had, like, crazy acid trips, and they talk about the chessboard or the checkerboard. Have you heard about that?
No.
Checkerboard is, like, a common theme in people's trips, and eyeballs being in crazy arrays of shapes, like, different clusters of eyeballs.
Well, it's very biblical.
Right.
That's
like
a biblical
biblical angels.
Really?
Tripophobia.
Yeah, the biblical.
I'll bring up a biblical description of an angel.
Yeah.
And then compare it to the picture that you're thinking of right now. Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
While she's doing that, so I saw a thing recently that was saying that people in romantic relationships or they like, you know, studying the brain, since we're talking, that people who were very close together, their brains would start to sink a little bit with each other.
I've heard that happens. And that's in the Bible too. They say if two people pray together, it's much more powerful. So they, I mean, they could have been doing psychedelic drugs back in the day too.
Yeah. Well, there's also
could have been. I'm quite sure they were because there's no studying on that.
There's also like a heart rhythm, right? That allows you to become more magnetic to draw in like draw your intentions to you. Like, the more people don't realize, like, you think about a car and then you start seeing that car, right? The more in tune you are with how to have foregone conclusions, so to speak, with the things that you kind of, your little theories, like, shit just comes to you way quicker when you're viewing everything as the same or nothing, right? Like, our idea of putting, like, oh, a Ferrari is like a big accomplishment. Well, then you separate yourself from it being big versus people who just don't give a fuck about it might have six in their life. And it's like, who gives a fuck about the Ferrari? It's just what it is. It's like there is a difference between your heart being in a rhythm to create for you and create your intentions. And then, you know, and so you, if you have a mate and you guys heart rhythm can kind of like, you guys can basically, like you said, pray together and have the same intentions. Mm-hmm. Like, we would like to get a house that looks like this. And you begin to basically, like, together draw it in.
Manifest.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Manifesting, the spell casting. That's modern day spell casting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the thing is, language itself is kind of spell casting. Like,
yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not saying it's incorrect. I'm just saying that, like, now you're getting into magical territory.
Oh, absolutely.
Where it could be explained that from natural things. For example, I'm not going to say who, but whenever I visit a certain person's house, she takes over my menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on.
Yeah, no. But I have heard that too, that women can basically come together and just being around each other, the stronger force will take over like women around them.
They'll sync. The menstrual cycles will sync.
Right. And so there are things that we can't explain about ourselves that, basically, until you explain to me why that is on a level of it can't be the only thing that happens during that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like
crazy example, because Maya thinks my family is very magically powerful.
Mm-hmm. But I think you guys have so much energy.
We have nervous energy. Right?
It's just there.
No,
it's
I
just
tell
like
my wife
this.
The same thing. She has energy. Like anything that she thinks happens to the point where it's like, yo, I need you to start training your brain. She's just like a. Like an X-Man that hasn't been discovered yet. The Cyclops is burning everybody's house down. It's like, yo, relax. You know what I'm saying? Because so some people are just powerful like that.
Yeah.
But this is
the first time my parents came to visit.
I had this idea. It wasn't the best idea, but it turned out good.
We took them to drag bingo at Hamburger Mary's. My parents are wonderful, loving, beautiful people. They've never been around anything like West Hollywood.
Drag queen bingo?
Drag queen bingo.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha. And my parents are very open-minded, wonderful people, but we brought them to drag queen bingo, and at drag queen bingo, if you get bingo, they make you come up in front, show your card.
Pull your dick out. I've been
do all the crazy shit, right? So we bring them there, and it's immediately both Maya and I were like, this was a bad idea.
Because your dad was like, there was only one bathroom.
It was very
Kathy,
awkward.
There's only one bathroom. Just be careful. So there's only one. And I was like, oh my God, this is the worst idea I've ever had.
It was
my
dad, my mom, my sister, and us, right?
Yeah.
There were like 80 people at this bingo, right? They played 10 rounds of bingo. Our table won 4 out of 10 rounds of bingo. Because my father won the first time, and he just threw the card at Maya. And
he didn't want to get up.
You do it.
My mother was like one away, threw the card at me. It hit the next one, so I went up. My sister went up, and then Maya won independently. Just for, I think it's just that energy.
I'm tired of twerking. You do it.
But it's what you're saying. It's that like they knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because they were so stressed about it.
Afraid of it happening. Because when your sister got bingo, she got this is explicit, but she got a rim job. She got all around the side. Mm-hmm. So they made her run through.
They call it a rim job?
Yeah. Ah. So they threw papers at her and you had to scream, Jessica got a rim job. Jessica got a rim job. And your dad was like, I'm not doing that.
But they're so focused on it.
Why are drag queens and why is everybody allowed to be freaky as they want to be except heterosexual people? We can't do shit. We can't do nothing. You come to straight bingo, it's just a man bingo, bam, congratulations to you won the TV. It's like, they like, what? Rim job. Kathy's licking ass. It's like, what the fuck? Like, God damn, y'all get to be freaky than a motherfucker because there's no regulations. Like, all y'all hoes are new. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the freaks are new.
Yeah.
There's no regulation. Nobody even know what the fuck going on yet. It's like, man, damn. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So, about the DMT, though, and this does look like what people explain, and maybe there is, you know, people say there's angels all around us, and we can't see them, and we shouldn't see them, and, you know, but putting your brain on a higher path or opening up parts of your brain to have them firing off and working at the same time as other parts that wouldn't necessarily share those impulses can allow you to experience some things. And they are trying to map out some of these dimensions actively right now. And it does sound a lot like what they're doing on shows like Stranger Things, where they're sending people into this thing. And it's like, for TV, they have to depict it in a way that makes it visually stimulating, makes the story make sense. But like, these things are happening in ways that sound practical to us. But
I'm kind of against that.
You're against what? The belief of it or them doing it?
No, because I've done my share. I've done my share of DMT. Mm-hmm. But they make it scary on Stranger Things. Yeah. So people get more scared than they should going into it.
Right.
And two, those are not our dimensions to be messing with. Like, if you go deeper into Lovecraft, his entire thing is the cosmos does not care about you as a person. Humans are not the top of the food chain there. You are just there.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is, I had like a 6-month period where I was doing like a lot of DMT. And I kept going to the same place. And eventually they looked at me and they're like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I don't know. I keep coming here. And they were just like annoyed that I kept coming there.
Mm.
So I took like a year. It's maybe 2 years off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I shouldn't be there. Because why are we coming to this material plane and then we're going over there? Do you know what I mean? If we come from there, why, or whatever our business is over there, why are we coming here?
Well, they say with an intention.
So
no, that's ayahuasca.
I was so confused. I thought you were like, I'm going to this place, like a business. And they're like, why are you here? I'm like, bitch, take my business. And then I'm like,
dimension.
The other dimension were like, bruh.
Well, the beings.
Yes.
The beings. Because I had seen them a lot. Okay. And they were like, what do you keep doing here? And I was like, well, I have no control. I come here. And they said to stop.
Are they smaller than you?
I'm not going to go into my freak people out.
Man, you need to. I'm gonna tell you where to fuck it up for real. If you go over there, and then especially if they're little, what are you doing here? You grab one and fuck them, and it's like, that's what the fuck I'm doing here. And they're like, this is my dimension now. It's my dimension. And they be like, rah! Then what?
It's a lot of fourth dimensional energy.
Hey man, and all my friends is watching me on the couch. I'm like, ah! Give me another one.
So I like Quantum Mania, where they went, you know, to the quantum verse or whatever, and the little creatures that were there, the little blobs, and they had different stuff going on.
Yeah.
And the one thing that just wanted a hole in his body so bad.
Oh yeah.
He was like so happy to finally
like
have
a hole to have. Yeah. Which is insane.
It was hilarious.
These movies are fucking nuts. And people
but there were
these movies.
So many different things down there though. Like now you're instead of going bigger or somewhere else, you just go.
So that, but see, I don't like the concept of that because it doesn't make sense. And let me know what y'all agree. Like, they took, you know, like Ant-Man, which is he goes so small that he goes into another, like...
quantum realm.
Right, like the quantum realm where, like, you could be down there for 5 minutes, but to you it feels like 5 years because you're so small, but it doesn't make sense, though. Like, if you were to be in this dimension, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. You're still in this dimension.
No. Okay, so string theory, which has kind of been debunked, but it's, like, whatever, it's still coming on, is that there are the different dimensions, just, like, 11 now, I think they're up to, like, 11, is actually folded within, so... think of our dimension as one plane and it folds over on itself and then the dimensions can be within that. So we can't think of it in a third dimensional way, the way these dimensions may be layered and wrapped around each other, folded.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the Ant-Man thing's based on anything real, but like, you know, Interstellar, when they go to the planet that's like much denser, so yeah. They're entering a much denser gravity field, and I think that's based on Einstein's theory of gravity, right? Like the time would be affected differently depending because the mass of a bigger, more dense planet would make time act differently, right?
Mm-hmm. Are you guys familiar with Wayne Szalinski?
Mm-mm. I've heard that name.
Yeah, well, so Wayne Szalinski, he is a scientist from the it was like from 1989 who shrunk his kids by mistake.
Oh my god! I just watched that recently. That's why.
So my research comes from Wayne Szalinski, which
they
basically
they were not quantum at all.
But they weren't quantum.
Correct.
Right, but they were riding ants and they were doing other stuff, and it was a lot. Like the lawnmower was really loud. It was just like a lot of things that led me to believe. It was like, wait a minute, because he shrunk them by mistake.
I literally saw fascinating. That like 2 weeks ago.
She said, I know that name. Is that is that a popular researcher from...
I was like, when he tells more, then I'll be like, yes.
So, okay.
Then years later, he made the kids too big.
Exactly. And yes. then he blew up the kid.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, now what is this? Super string theory?
Yeah, so this is theoretical. So it's kind of philosophy, string theory at this point, but it's super theoretical physics, and then you see how they think multidimensional space could work. And so all you would need, and this also could work for how, if there are interdimensional beings, it can just pop in here and pop in there. Mm-hmm. That space is actually folded on itself.
Well, and then the idea of ghosts, I don't know if you guys have talked about this before, but the idea of ghosts being like memories of the past, right? They're not necessarily the way we think of them, but they're like a reflection of the past.
There are those types of ghosts.
Over, yeah.
Like almost like the smoke from a fire. Right?
I
like,
love smoke.
The idea.
I do, though. I love watching it. It's amazing.
That's hilarious. The idea that like, it's like trace. So like, for example, like they say that it's possible to, in space, because we've released it already, pick up old radio signals from like old, you know, like, and so it's just, because it's been there, it's just, this was the live event and then we had to broadcast it. And so it had to go to wherever radio waves go. And if you could find a way to catch one and listen to it, it's from the old days, right? These will be like trace people where, you know, like the theoretically, if you built a house over some place that someone got murdered, then that event would almost keep playing in like a different space or a different dimension where it's like it just keeps meeting that. So you keep seeing the ghost, but it's really just walking through its own thing that it was doing when it died.
Mm-hmm. So it's not an active ghost, because there is a type of ghost sighting that says that. It's just like a projector is repeating the same thing.
Right.
And it doesn't have its own a mind of its own. It's just a reflection. And then there are the ghosts that are stuck there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They have some conscious energy to them. So those ghosts who are just repeating the same thing, they're not necessarily stuck in the dimension. That's just an imprint that happened on the space. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they could have gone to the light. Ghosts.
No, Patrick Swayze ghost had something left to do in his life. Gotcha. And that's another important thing about ghosts who can't give up. Because they have something left. Like they say, but some people.
I feel like that is a concept that came universally before we got into the to multiverse type of stuff. Because the way they explain it now is that your life could end here, but you're still, like, it went on in another dimension. Like, you kept going. It's just that this plane on this particular version of you stopped. And it could die at any time. And at the same time, there's a version of you that kept going and didn't die right there. And you just kept doing something else. And then it was, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And so that's how people might dream of loved ones because mm-hmm. there's another version. And so mm-hmm. you're saying that maybe we can like dream of other universes, mm-hmm. which would make sense by movie rules.
Mm-hmm.
And also too, here's a brain fuck. Ready for this? Let's say that there are other dimensions. Well, of course we know that there are, but the multidimensional visitors that we come from could still be aliens from a dimension that's made contact with extraterrestrials from that point. So like, let's say there are all these Earths on top of each other. One of the Earths has made contact with another planet.
Mm.
So then now that Earth in that reality has aliens that visit that plane. Mm-hmm. But then maybe they have technology to go deeper into our multidimensional cluster to visit other dimensions, which is why they could go so fast. They can, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? Like, they can project and disappear and do all kind of stuff because maybe other dimensions, like, everything doesn't have the same properties. Like, everything doesn't have what we have, right?
Mm. Well, we don't know if any of this is real. We don't know if there are any other dimensions. We don't know if there are other universes. We just simply don't know. So, I mean, it's good to play around with. It's interesting.
I gotta go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where are you going? I don't know my business. I'm sorry.
No. We have the screening, and then, but Mark wants me to, the photographers come in, and so.
That's that maternal instinct. Where are you going?
To
another dimension. Right. See,
you missed
time.
The ghost box. I thought this was a perfect way to transition to ghost box.
I was about to say, we were gonna go to, so now, because of what I said about the radio waves, and because of what I said about the ghost, so I brought it up to Maya last week, but then I brought my daughter, and I didn't want her to hear this because I know this is scared the shit out of her because it scared the shit out of me. The spirit boxes, which they've been using these for a long time.
Long time.
And what it is essentially a radio that can connect to a frequency. And I'm just giving you guys like, you know, like broad strokes. I'm sure it's not a radio, but it can go to a frequency that basically people who have crossed over into another plane can identify or they can communicate through this frequency.
And that's what I thought too until we started looking into it. You know what it actually is?
What is it?
So basically what it is, I have the app on my phone. So we can do it today.
You have the app? I don't want to do it today.
It's an app.
Tony, explain.
I'll tell you what it is. Yeah, it's an app because all it is scanning these radio signals. Same radio signals, all FM. You can do it on FM or AM, right? It's just scanning them very quickly and it's just pulling out little bits as it scans. It scans like what was it?
It's at a different rate of like, settings.
Yeah, there are different settings. You can scan
so
faster
words,
and slower.
Like, you need to buy now. Yeah. To type it, and it's just like
yeah.
And it's like oh my god.
So when you ask if you ask a spirit and it's in the room, it'll be able to like force those little bits and pieces. That's the idea.
That's the concept.
That's the concept.
So it's kind of like an audio Ouija board or an audio ransom letter of like
yes.
Of like magazine cutout letters.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I will kill you now soon as you be seen. Oh shit. Damn.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So why is that not scaring the shit out of y'all?
Because okay, first off, you sent me this dude.
Cody ITC. Right. Yeah. Now somebody sent him to me. And so he's talking to all celebrities.
Yeah, but here's my thing. Is what he does doesn't really look like the regular spirit box.
Because there's a bunch of spirit box channels.
Yeah.
And a lot of them feel more
genuine.
He talked
to an alien and is asking about our pets. And it's like, oh, shit. You ever see your dog stare off into space? And you'd be like, yep, they're downloading some shit into him.
Look, I don't want to talk trash about another YouTuber because I would never. But.
Yeah, right. Maya. Maya.
What are the chances?
We know you. You know we know you. Maya's like, this is fucking literally trash, and I'll tell you why. These guys are idiots because... No, but go ahead.
Okay, what are the chances he's speaking to King Von and XXX Nation? I don't even know how to say it.
Contacion.
Contacion. My bad.
Yeah.
So he speaks
and Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, yeah. Young Dolph, like Kobe Bryant came through.
To just his house in Hollywood?
I could see Kobe and Robin Williams hanging, but I don't know about Robin Williams hanging with Von or Triple X or Young Dolph.
Yeah, because apparently King Von and Triple X are hanging out on the other side.
They're together, yeah. They're supposed to be dropping something.
And it's just like, it seems as though he's exploiting a certain community of people who have had a lot of celebrities die young, a lot of tragedy. Mm. It's not a racial issue, but
it's just like, right. I just feel like in the afterlife, it's more stuff to do than to sit there and wait for some dude with a YouTube to be like, Young Dove. He's like, oh, got a caller. Go ahead. You talking to Dove? Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. Like, yeah, I feel you. And then he gets them every time. It's not like, you know, like he literally has their heaven number. Like,
yeah. And if you compare like the way his stuff sounds to like, he even gives them like sort of the same intonations and stuff as the
actual celebrity.
Okay, let's do the spirit box right now. I'm gonna see if it's a spirit in here. If you got something to say to me. All
right. I've only done this once. So
Oh my God.
All right. I'm loading the app.
Okay. So this is just for the people at home. I got to give a kind of disclaimer is that when you reach out to the spirit world, which we don't know if you can, this could all be BS, but when you do, just because the person coming through says they're a certain person doesn't mean that they're that person. There may be some sort of chaos demon trying to fuck with your life.
People who lie don't die. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? It's like, nah, I'm dead. I'm finna lie like a motherfucker. Yes, I'm Vaughn. You know what I'm saying? Like, Vaughn probably at a concert somewhere, like, watching all the shit he wants to watch. He's not on the line. But
all right, I'm gonna turn this on. So there's a couple kinds of spirit boxes, quote unquote, because you know how you can get a radio that cuts out the static.
Yeah.
So you don't hear the static.
Right.
You can do this with the static and without the static. This one on the phone, because it's digital, cuts out all the static. So I'm gonna hit on.
Okay.
All right, and it's gonna start making a lot of noise.
Should we ask a question?
I think yeah.
Yeah, ask the question.
All right, hold on. Okay. I'm gonna let you do it.
All right. I'm definitely gonna do it.
Okay. So it's on now.
All right. Spirit world, do you like our podcast?
Maybe try again.
Do we offend you with our content?
No.
I heard a lot of things.
I heard a no, though. I heard no by the end.
I heard no, hey, and I heard a Taco Bell order, too, which is like...
I'm going to turn it off real quick. So, I did hear a no.
There was a lot in there.
But we don't know how it works.
But that's the same way that, you know, you like open a Bible and be like, oh, spirit world, communicate with me. Put your finger down. Oh, spirit world says this. That's randomness.
So, yeah, but listen, his spirit box is... They sound like ghosts.
Conversations.
Yeah. They sound like ghosts. And they're having conversations where I'm like, really?
What I will say is I wish I had thought of this.
Yeah, he's making a killing. Man. And they're all like, the girls are colored purple and the guys are colored blue.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson's purple.
Aaliyah came through. Yeah, right. Steve Irwin.
Yeah, he's really great at the metric stuff.
He talks about heaven.
Yeah, because actually I didn't even notice that. Yeah, because the men are coming in kind of with like a red tint. And then the ladies are coming in.
What is Paul Walker saying? Let's see. I want to hear a good one. Tupac.
You want to hear what Tupac's got to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think you got to skip to. Yeah, just look where like the most scrubbed is. Turn it up.
Sitting there by them now. All right, I'm going to switch settings now to hopefully make it a little bit more clearer for Tupac to come through.
First off,
describe what it looks like around you. What is the current environment like where you are? Is it scary?
That sounded like Pac. I ain't gonna hold you. That's how Pac say people.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. La da 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 da.
Do you miss your family, your friends, and your fans, Tupac? After all the years that you've been transitioned over.
The concept of missing somebody after you have crossed over is like saying, are you hungry? It's like that doesn't, it's not even that kind of mindset, I would imagine, from being on that side. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I miss my family. I miss chicken. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, that isn't, it just seems, I don't know. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, on that note, like, yeah, how does time work? Right? Because it's like, right. Just wait a minute and they're coming. Right? Well, like, this is forever, right?
Yeah, this is nonsense. In my opinion, because why is it so clear? It doesn't fit with the technology we had.
Well, let's give them a benefit of the doubt. Let's say it's real. So what they're going to say they're doing is, because we watched a few other YouTubers do this. What some of them do is they'll do different settings, right? It all sounds like what I just showed you. He's editing it. Some of them say you got to cut it, play it backwards, slow it down. Like, that's probably, if we got this guy on the phone, he would say that there's processing involved. But he's, like, tweaking the knobs like he's doing something. Mm-hmm. And he's not.
Right, he's definitely not tweaking shit. Doing something. He's like, oh, yeah, let me turn these lights a little bit more turquoise so we can hear you.
So in a world where this is real, maybe if you, basically after CP asked a question, if we took that audio that just came through this, slowed it down, reversed it, listened to it very carefully. Right? Amir, you're a sound man.
Can I tell you what that sounds like?
I know exactly what he's doing here.
What's
all of this is post-processing. Uh-huh. That is a reverb, and that's pre-delay. That's what happens. I can literally turn something on for us, and then it'll be like, before, as the sound is coming in, the reverb will happen, then it'll lead up to my voice. Mm. We do that all the time when we're doing like effects. You hear somebody on the track, and it'll be like, the reverb came in before they started rapping. It sounds so cool. But he's just using that in the post-processing part. And that guy sounds nothing like Tupac.
It sounds a little bit like...
It just sounds like a regular dude just talking.
Whose throat has melted. Mm. Like, you know, your throat cave in. Is like...
I mean, we could just imagine what that's supposed to sound like.
Well, because Pop, he's not smoking anymore. He's not drinking.
Yeah.
This is his spirit voice. Now, Missy Elliott said, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Then she said, and so they can tell us without telling us. It's you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
So, Amir, you think this is so what you think is it's the guy
talking,
the same voice the whole time, he's just hitting a button to add an effect.
I feel like he's like recording this and then he's just adding the audio after the fact.
Yeah, probably.
Here's Tina Turner.
Or it'll just play through the speaker, actually.
Yeah.
She sounded like Tina Turner. We watched this.
Talk about Hey Cody.
Like they know
she
him.
She don't know him. Hey Cody. Hey, it's Tina. She just died.
Yeah, it is.
Literally.
It's just died. Literally.
Welcome back to another video. It's me, Cody.
Yeah, and this was 2 weeks ago. This went up 2 weeks ago. She was some Hey Cody. You think she got shit to do? Now we're all. You don't think she's trying to go to her funeral?
Yeah, no, he seems to get the celebrities when they're trending. So, like, they seem to
When they're fresh.
All that being said, let's get straight into today.
Somebody go fuck him up. This will be a real ghost come through one day.
So today I'm scared the shit out of him. Reach out to that spirit that we had come through yesterday or the day
playing
before,
around.
I believe it was when Robin was here on the session.
Yeah, skip
us.
Forward. It takes a minute to get to her. If you go to like where the big bumps are,
started up. That was definitely my spirit guide, George. That just
he's got a spirit guide.
All right, I'm back, and I believe
which that explains some of our questions. He's got a spirit guide that goes and gets the.
That was George. That was supposed to be George talking.
Yeah.
That sounded just like Tupac, by the way.
which one?
George sounded just like Tupac.
Let me hear.
It's all the same. It's all the same, like, voice.
George? Has George come back?
That sounds like
Tupac. That didn't sound like Tupac. That sounds like an older white man.
That sounds just like the Tupac voice.
Started up. That was definitely my spirit guide, George, that just came through.
So Tina's
Pac sounded hooder.
And, I believe everything's on the other side also.
You know what I'm saying? He said blah, blah, blah. And, you know what I'm saying?
I'm also prepared to find out who it is that George appeared
Mike,
to bring along with.
Mike, can you skip a little
him.
Further ahead?
So whoever it was, they tell me that he's brought somebody back to this feeling able to, I would love to ask
you. Why did you skip 5 minutes ahead and he was still in the same sentence? Whoever it is claiming that 5 minutes later, they brought somebody back. It's like, bro, goddamn.
That's wonderful, Tina. Can you tell us what it is you're referring to?
Damn, Tina.
Are you in a happy place on the other side?
Hell no, Ike is here.
You love it.
Yeah. Oh. That's a different voice. That does sound like a lady voice.
Wow. I do have to say, out of all the sessions that I've done,
man, but this is like what they're saying. There's
something about it that I just can't put my finger on. But your spirit's just so loving, so happy, and just so full of light.
Mm.
That's pretty good. So, Mir, audio expert, you're saying absolutely no.
No.
Damn.
Oh, no. This is like, it's crazy that he's made a whole channel off of this.
It's smart. It's crazy. Financially very, very smart.
I ain't gonna lie. I will say he's killing them, but they did already.
It's just, and like, yeah. The fact that he's able to just tap in and talk to these people, like, he's like, that person died. Like, I can get him. I got him. Like, I can do it.
But it's George a few people that him. Do this, though. It's a few people. Well, yeah, of course, George. George probably, man, I wonder how much he's paying George. So just think about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, George ain't doing this shit for free. George is dead. He and George got a U. George, you know, he's YouTube revenue sharing with George. This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Pay a ghost.
What you mean?
What do you
sacrifice.
Ghost?
You sacrifice stuff.
Like a goat?
Not even, you know, like you put like his favorite food out and stuff like that. Cigars, corn.
But just look at who he's targeting. Like, look at the celebrities he's targeting. He's targeting the Black community.
It's definitely only specific people and culture of, yeah, basically anything that's mainstream. Steve Irwin, Selena.
Why like Steve Irwin there?
Paul
though?
Walker. What? Everybody likes Steve Irwin.
That's right.
That's true. That's true.
When he's a serial killer, you don't want to.
Steve
go.
Irwin need to train the police.
Like MO3, like that's crazy.
Yeah, it's.
Like most people don't even know who that is.
It's very popular on his channel. This is I sort of by popularity.
And they all got 400 some thousand. It's like the same 400,000 people who listen to this every week.
This guy, King Von's got 2 million.
Mm, that's crazy. X being there makes sense.
Hmm. So, I mean, look, people have been doing this hustle for hundreds, 200 years now, like hundreds of years. So this is a very popular hustle. I'm not going to put him down. A lot of people need the reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's good if he's just saying positive things.
It's that crossing over argument, right? Well, who's the crossing over guy?
Remember that
when they bring people on and it's cold reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting argument. Like, you're helping people feel better about it. So isn't that good?
I mean, that's cool, I guess. This ain't no different than the pastor being like, I talked to God this morning. he told me somebody in here got a 50 on him. Somebody in here got a 50 on him. Amen, amen. I'm gonna close my eyes. And whoever got the 50 on him, pass the plate around. God told me it might even be multiple of y'all. That's how mighty our God is.
Yeah, this dude really thought this out. He has a whole design of how he has his table set up, the speaker with the bar on the top so it lets you know that there's some volume coming out, mm-hmm. and the whole thing. You never see his hands, but the reverb being the same every time you're supposed to be talking to a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Why but is there reverb could... in the first place? I don't, like, there's several different questions that I have when it comes to that in that regard.
You should reach out to him.
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I ain't reaching out to shit. He fuck around and be like, talk to me on the spirit box. Well, no, I ain't talking to you on the spirit box. Here go the thing. Why don't none of these motherfuckers want me like, who the fuck is you?
Because it's like they know him. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like they know him.
They never come in like, who this? Oh, what up, man? Who is this? Oh, we busy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all can talk. They all chilling. Kobe's not doing anything. Come on, now.
They're not talking to anybody else. Like, nobody else is trying to channel that same spirit. He's like, I got him.
Well, this is a different guy completely. He says he's spirit box session with the Titan Submarine people.
Whoa.
Like, really?
This 4 days ago. They don't have no shame.
They got to get all the way back from
and why they not saying like, oh, damn, we die? Because the way they make it seem, like, nobody, they don't even know they did. They down. It's nice as hell down here. How long we been out here? Because I still can breathe. This is crazy. The Titanic, sweet. So wait a minute. We're not going to brush over the fact that James Cameron was eating dinner next to the Titanic the day 9/11 happened.
Yeah. before the show. I don't remember where I read it. Hippie heard
Wait,
this too.
Here.
Yeah, I think it's the actual thing.
So yeah. James Cameron was at the Titanic when 9/11 happened, came back up and heard about it.
From Bill Paxton. The thing.
It's 2 hours down, so the dinner had to be done. You know, he's just smelling the dinner all the way down there. Sandwich. Like, he's like, man, that's, I can't wait to eat this steak tartare and this sushi. Yeah, man, rich people doing shit, man. I want to be rich so I can know the secrets. Because you ain't just seeing Titanic. You seeing everything. You seeing bioluminescent fish. You know what I'm saying? You seeing, you know, if it is mermaids or whatever the fuck is going on this planet, because everybody act like they know what's in the ocean. And that, here's the thing. We don't know shit about the ocean, and we know we don't know shit about the ocean, but when somebody tell us something about the ocean, we be like, Cap. It's like, fam. we don't know shit about the ocean.
That's a good point.
People who've been to the ocean and in the ocean, like, nigga, it's a big-ass octopus-headed nigga. And we like, Cap. It's like, fam. We don't. Y'all. Oh, Lord Jesus.
We well, don't know, but then at the same squid. Time, we could just go down there and say whatever. I went down there. I saw some shit. And they was like, oh, we gotta believe
but
it.
But it's like, dog. Or we need to send about 50,000 cameras and have it be a channel where people could just live feed. Oh, okay. Like, why can't we do that? Because we're going to see some shit that we have deemed as cap a long time ago. And it's like, oh, shit, this shit is real. Like, dog, like, there's enough space in the ocean for there to be portals, black holes, for there to be a whole civilization of underwater beings that are equal to humans in a certain way. Not saying merman or people or whatever, but it's like...
You're talking like Aquaman?
Okay, well, when you say like a Disney movie, that some shit like that, okay, fine. But I'm just saying, like, the idea is that these things get discussed and we don't know where our imagination starts and the secrets begin mm-hmm. of people who know shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like they just, it's just, I don't want to be one of the people who deems everything as cap because there's something inside of me that just doesn't feel like all of these things are answered so easily. Like, it just doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel cappy.
Mm-hmm. Well, they thought for a while the giant squid was just a myth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they finally found... They found evidence of it, one washed up on shore in like 2004.
Yeah.
And before then, there was stories that, though, this squid creature would attack these little boats. And people were like, you're insane. That never happened. People were like, no, my boat got attacked by a squid creature. And so finally, they did find it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you talk about giant squids, like blue whale style giant squids, because that could exist.
It could.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the blue whale is huge.
Well, did you hear that if they had made it to the Titanic, there would still have been more people in space than ever to that depth.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And that's just the thing. It's like...
The ocean's... It's a lot harder to make it to the bottom of the ocean than it is to make it in outer space. It's because of the pressure.
Yeah.
It's even stronger. Because even where the Titanic is, that's not the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
That's at all.
That's
not
like
even
one
fucking,
of the levels.
That's not even fucking close.
Not at all. Even the Mariana Trench is just scratching the surface.
Yeah. I don't even know if we've recorded.
Is it the Mariana Trench?
I think, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
They say they got cameras down there. They says what they say. But then there's on YouTube, this one has gone private, so I'm not sure what.
Oh, what did they see?
Right.
Why did that go private?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It's not my channel.
Mm.
But then you have to, you know, there's different like layers of, like Amir is saying, pressure points. Or pressures.
There's also like, y'all seen them little underground, unpenetrable lakes that people can just like bounce off of? Have y'all seen that?
That's crazy.
It's like, what the fuck is going on? And what is that an entrance to?
The firmament.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. I know.
It's weird.
I
you know. Seen the video? It's weird.
But
no, wasn't that a buoyancy thing? A different kind of levels
different
of salt?
Level, yeah.
Well, they say that, right? But it's like, that's for the water not to be able to penetrate, not us.
Like we're not that we're not that strong underwater though. We don't have a lot. We don't have that as like our weight is not the same when
it
comes to underwater.
But it wasn't humans. It wasn't just people. It was their crafts. bumping off of this thing. Mind you, if a craft could go fast enough and burst through that where it was snapped back shut, now we're talking about maybe, you know, a black hole to space underwater. Maybe we're talking about where UFOs go in those kind of pockets where they know that they can't get followed back. Don't forget the damn Tic Tac, the Tic Tac UFO, where it was, you know, looking like this on the ocean, and then it was mimicking, like, they have Air Force footage where it was, like, following the plane and mimicking it faster. Basically, like, it, you make a left, it's making a hard, wide left to kind of, like, observe your left. These are some of the fastest crafts that we have.
Yeah, and here's another thing, is that what they're really doing at the Pentagon, we don't know what they're really doing at the Pentagon.
Right.
So a lot of the times, they have information that they keep from us. They just can't even let us know that they got that, how they got that information.
But here's the thing, though. They're just people themselves, unless they're not.
No, they could be people who... They just don't share that information.
But they're just people, though.
They're still people. People can do amazing things.
Of course, but my point is that... we have intuition that we know that there are people who know shit that we are not allowed to know. Now, that those questions being answered would calm down the theories, but they're not going to answer.
They're not going to answer those questions,
right?
So because
the theories are going to just run wild.
Yeah, because like you were saying, I think it was a week or two ago, is that once it gets out there, everybody has the information. So our government's not going to put it out there for the Chinese and the Russians, even though we're now learning that, you know, the Russians aren't as big a threat as we thought they were. The Chinese to develop it and use it against us,
the
so that everyone
is tough. Can... That don't mean they smart. They just like, we the fucking fuck you up. Did you get the ass up?
Did you follow that shit on Friday?
No, what happened?
You didn't follow it. We were on the TV the whole 24 hours.
Look.
Friday, they said, I got it on Twitter. Was saying civil war in Russia. I was like, okay, whatever.
Okay, I'll do a quick 5 minutes. So, the Russian government under Vladimir Putin has been funding this mercenary unit called the Wagner unit. And that's under this guy called Prigozhin, who is personally loyal to Putin.
Right.
And so he's been using that unit in Syria and Africa and in Ukraine to do the things he doesn't want Russia to keep his hands clean.
It's like our Blackwater in Iraq.
Yeah, but they're dirty. These guys are dirty, and they're ex-cons. Like, they empty out the prisons and use the convicts. So, like, these guys are messy. They're fighters. Like, these are the guys you send in. However, I will just say this one thing, is that the United States faced them, I believe, in Syria one time, and it was like 200 dead Wagner to zero dead Americans. Mm. So
we're not fucking around.
We don't be fucking around.
We play a lot of Fortnite, a lot of Call of Duty. We're not bullshitting. 18 years old, we ready to go. Yeah. Spy plane in the air, UAV for you boys.
So we're not too worried about Wagner on the ground. Anyway, they have been abusing Wagner in Ukraine and using them to do fighting and not helping them out, not giving them the ammo. And then what had happened was they accidentally, quote unquote, accidentally fired on a Wagner unit. So Prigozhin is mad about the guy who's in charge of the Ministry of Defense in Russia, Shoigu. And he's like, basically, you fired on my men. I'm taking down Moscow. I'm marching on Moscow.
Yeah. Literally said it and just was like, all right, we're going to Moscow.
And then he did. He took over Rostov, which is by the border, and then he was going to Moscow, and there were supposed to be roadblocks, but the regular Russians were like, look, we're police officers. We're not fighting these hardened criminals that you let out of, you know, the penitentiary.
They want to fuck them cops up anyway. They're like, I know that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so he's like, so a lot of the Russians, they stood down. The ones that did face them, like his helicopter pilots, they got shot down. So Wagner ended up killing like 15 helicopter pilots.
Because at first, a lot of people were like, well, we don't know if this is real until people start, you know, dying or they start shooting at him. And they did. They shot down a couple of helicopters, and they, I think they bombed the convoy as it was moving. So people died during this.
It was legit. Russians
died. You put in the invincibility code on GTA 5 and then just go ahead and get 5 stars and just run it up. That's what it sounds like. They just was like, we going to Moscow. We're killing anybody outside. And oh, Jesus Christ.
And then Putin comes in late Friday night and is like, this is unacceptable. This man is a criminal. We're going to deal with this. we're going to kill this guy, basically. And then the next day, we're just glued to the thing because they're like, they're getting closer and closer to Moscow throughout the day. So this is like historic shit.
And he should, first off, never, ever, ever hire a mercenary army. Everyone should have known that since Machiavelli is the prince. Like, you never hire a mercenary army. That's why we're so mad about Blackwater. You never do that because the guy might decide that he wants to be in control. And all that really matters is force. So that's what we kind of learned in Russia, except the president of Belarus made a deal and basically said...
This is what they say.
This is what they say. And basically convinced Prigozhin, who is the head of Wagner, to stand down and not to march on Moscow. Because had Putin already fled to St. Petersburg?
Yes.
Once you flee, it's over.
Right.
Once you can march on Moscow.
The president left the city...
Imagine then, Joe Biden has to flee because Blackwater is marching on D.C. You flee D.C., it's over.
You got to flee him a couple of days early because he's going to fall. He's going to do some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, man. So
but he gets 2 hours from the city. This is like a 20-hour trek.
Right.
And then we're listening to this like live feed of like, this is what's happening. This is why it's important. Like, mile by mile update. And then somebody on the feed goes, oh, he's turning around.
He just turned around.
They
he
just stopped. And it was over.
Yeah.
It felt like we had been completely tricked.
It wasn't a trick.
If you're going to hire a mercenary army, you need a failsafe. You need to suicide squad them. And you know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
You need to put, they need to be have implants that they don't know where it is. Mm. And they're explosive. And it's like, look, do what I need you to do. Or pop goes the fucking weasel. Just 2-3. Just put it in my phone. I'll send you a text. You open the text. Boom. You're done. It's like. It's very simple. Like, of course, like you got to do something. You hire a criminal.
Well, see, the plan was to have the Chechenian army, who Russia had taken over about 10 years ago, the Chechenian guys, these are Muslim guys, they can fight a war because they fought Russia and they were brutal. And that was like a 10-year civil war. And Russia eventually took them over. And that's why Ukraine doesn't want to get taken over, because then they're going to be used as orcs. That's a really derogatory term. They're going to be used as soldiers for the Russians. So they were going to have the Chechenian army face Wagner because it's like, maybe this is a fair fight.
Right.
It's really crazy because now it's like, maybe the Chechenian army has ideas that it can just march straight to Moscow now. Do they have the forces to defend Moscow?
A lot of conspiracy theories around it that it's weird. It's weirder that he stopped than that he started.
Yeah, because once you start, you're a traitor.
And he's like yeah, you have to go. You're going to go to Belarus and live, and he's basically in exile outside of Russia. And it's like you're dead.
He's going to kill you. Of course, he has to kill you.
Once you pop, the fun don't stop, and that's a Pringle. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, that's just how it is. It's like this is like what we're seeing is like beef on a huge grand scale level, and then. You know, all the beefs around the world kind of happen the same way. Even the little hood beefs up to the big beefs. You know what I'm saying? We want your territory. We want to. And nobody is exempt. It's just that everybody's, it's just levels. It's
just levels. Like if you're a mob boss, you don't hire a guy and then have him have the army. You don't do that. Like the army has to answer to the executive. The whole of the army has to answer to the executive.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. You can't just be like, okay, I trust you. You're going to be my henchman and then disrespect them. Because why is he going to turn against you?
It's crazy, man. It was like watching okay, we're watching the Berlin Wall come down.
Yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden somebody was like, oh, they changed their mind. They're going to put it back up.
They changed their mind. Oh, because no, we were watching Malcolm Nance CIA feed. We're listening to CIA.
That's crazy.
And he was just dunking on the whole thing. He was like, we knew this was going to happen. This was inevitable. And then all of a sudden they're like, he's turning around. And they were like, goodbye.
That's like Shredder. Like, people forget, like, Krang was the brains behind that shit. But you don't think about Krang when Shredder started making a lot of different moves. And he started calling shots. He controlled the foot.
Mm.
I like chiming in with some shit that's on my level. Yeah. You know, and the Turtles was always a threat at the end of the day.
Sure.
Shredder had his hand on the Ooze production. Ooze move. No, I'm bullshit. Hey, y'all, listen. Submarines. Chuchulathus. Cthulhu's. You know, always the questions, man. Never the answers. I want to hear from y'all in the comments. Shout out to D313, Hippie Goals, who joined us earlier, who left. James Russell and D-Law for hopping in the comments for the chat this week. from the Patreon. If you want to join the conversation, always get in on the Patreon. It's 10 bucks. You know how much crack costs. Stop acting like you don't know. We are not running sales. Always a treat when Tony comes in and helps us to kind of navigate these things. And, you know, just somebody to laugh at my jokes because Maya would be like, it's not funny at all.
I laugh silently to myself.
She might be like, hmm. And then, no. But, you know, as always, Maya, Amir, and myself, we are the CP Podcast, man. We out of here. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. Yeah, Taco Bell.